You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
There's been a recent call from the Human Rights Commission for an independent housing authority to regulate the quality of rentals and implement a sort of warrant of fitness service for homes to protect renters. This morning I spoke with Angela Maynard from the Tenants Protection Association and started by asking if she agrees with the Human Rights Commission that an independent authority needs to be implemented.
Absolutely. Because of the state of houses in New Zealand, housing in New Zealand has been in a bad way for an awful long time. And the leaky building scenario of the 90s hasn't helped. And we've been calling for this for quite a long time. And the healthy housing standards have gone some way towards addressing this. But the problem is that there's no one monitoring it or regulating it. And so we would like to see a warrant of fitness on every rental home. So it would be like a restaurant, you know, where you had to have a certificate to say what sort of level of standard and fitness the house was before it was rented. So a tenant could look at that and decide whether or not that was what they wanted, if it wasn't, you know, fully up to standard, whether they were prepared to accept it or not. So we have been calling for that for about 10 years, I think, and we did a whole bunch of us some years ago, and I can't remember how long ago it was. We drew up 15 criteria, many of which have now been addressed by the Healthy Housing Standards, but it's the fact that those don't come into effect fully until 24. And then what happens next, you know? Apart from taking tenants taking landlords to the tribunal, there's no monitoring of it.
What kind of things would a warrant of fitness for a rental look like? What would they include?
Well, things like a lavatory for an exclusive use of tenant, laundry tub and, you know, making sure that that's all functional, facilities for storing and preparing food, proper supply of good water, effective sanitary system for draining wastewater and stormwater, ceiling and underfloor insulation, well, that's been addressed. Safe and effective provision of lighting and heating, appropriate passive or mechanical moisture extraction systems in kitchens and bathrooms, that's been addressed. Stayed and latched windows to prevent falls and safety for ventilation purposes, so you could just have it open slightly. Functioning smoke alarms, that's been within 3 metres of each bedroom, that's been addressed. Soundproofing, this is a problem, especially in older apartment blocks where there's no soundproofing between the ceiling, you know, and the floor above quite often, and we get a lot of complaints from people about noise. And all housing should have safe access. All power outlets and light switches should be safe and functional and in good repair. Quite often get reports of these being very, very out of function. Appropriate provision for management of kitchen waste and recyclables, and all housing should be free of dampness issues. No unflued gas heaters, no toxic fumes. Well, that's sort of been addressed, except we've still got plenty of housing that does not yet comply with that and doesn't have to comply with that until 2024.
Do you think that healthy homes legislation is succeeding, or does it have the potential to solve these issues?
Well, I think it has the potential to solve a lot of the issues, but I can't tell you if it's succeeding or not, because really only just hasn't even been kind of implemented for a year yet. I mean, from the 1st of July last year, landlords must comply within 90 days of new and renewed tenancies. So it's just new and renewed tenancies. Heaps of people who were there before that, who they don't have, and the landlords don't have to comply yet. So it's a bit too soon to say whether it's succeeded or not. We'd know in about 3 years' time, I think, definitely, if it's succeeded. But then how do we monitor it to make sure it's happening? If it's reliant upon tenants to monitor it, and tenants to, if they feel that their house is not complying, to go to the tenancy tribunal. But people don't want to go to the tenancy tribunal because they have, you know, scared that the landlord will then turn around and find some reason to evict them. So they just want to keep a low profile, you know, are reluctant to go to the tribunal, even though it's harder to get evicted today than it was a year ago.
And you mentioned those nerves and the fear of being evicted as deterrents for taking things to the tenant tribunal. So yeah. What would you say are the most common issues that crop up for you that you hear about Auckland tenants in particular?
Maintenance is a big one. People are not doing maintenance. One of the common issues we have is people going into new tenancies, like taking on a new tenancy. And this is even since, you know, the healthy housing standards were supposed to be implemented. And finding that the house is not healthy or safe. The landlord has, or the property manager hasn't brought it up to standard. I mean, every house should be up to standard when a new tenant arrives. But we have tenants, we're constantly getting calls about people who've been in the house for like 4 days, and the oven's not working, you know?
Right.
And there's dampness, and there's a blocked drain or blocked gutters. It's been raining and all the gutters are overflowing. Well, these are landlord responsibilities. And they need to be taken seriously. And I think a lot of the problem of that is absentee landlords living overseas who give the property manager, you know, you can spend this amount of money and no more. So they're reluctant to spend any money on it. And they try and get away with not doing it.
How would you say that it's best for renters to know their rights and be on a semi-equal playing field with their landlords in the interim before we potentially get these warrants of fitness and the independent associations?
Well, I'd say if they've got a computer, go online and read the Healthy Housing Standards, read the amendments to the Residential Tenancies Act from 2020, which came into effect in February last year. Just be upskill yourself on what your rights and obligations are, because it gives you the power to know what's going on. And then if all else fails, call us. 09 360 1473.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.